So, how does inheritance actually relate to focal point duties in hazard services? There are many configurable files in hazard services which use classes that inherit from other classes. In short, knowing if your file is a subclass helps you anticipate that some of its code may be based on other methods from a base class, which means you may have to look for methods in the base class if those require editing. In fact, in our metadata file example from before, we glossed over the fact that it is a subclass of common metadata. We know this because whenever classes are defined with something in the parentheses, as highlighted on screen, this means that they are subclasses which use the item in parentheses as their base class. Here's the common metadata file, our base class in this case. Without even looking at any code, you'd be right to expect that common metadata contains more general methods for governing how the hazard information dialog is created, which are used by many other hazard-specific subclasses. When it comes to our hazard-specific subclass, simply including common metadata as the base class is almost like copy-pasting all of common metadata's code into the FFW-specific class file, like we illustrate here, except where any methods conflict, in which case what the FFW class says takes precedence. We don't start out writing all our hazard-specific metadata classes like this, though, because it's much less efficient to duplicate all this code in each file, rather than having it in one central and more easily maintained common metadata file that can instead simply be pointed to using class inheritance.